Before we get into the word tonight in Luke chapter 10, before we do, two things. Number one, I want to encourage you, if you've already signed up for the youth couple sweetheart dinner, the youth are putting on a sweetheart's dinner for anyone who wants to go. It's a fundraiser that they do every year. It's $30 per couple. That's only $15 a person. Space is limited. It's going to be on, what day is that? The 25th. So I want to encourage you to sign up for that. But how many of you couples have kids? Okay. Talk to Diana Sanger. They're hosting all of the kids at her house. They'll watch your kids that night. You don't even have to find childcare for that time during dinner. Talk to her about the details, but it's awesome. So I do encourage you, you need to sign up so she knows how many kids to plan for and everything. But that's an awesome thing that her and her family that they're going to be doing over there. So I do want to encourage you guys to please sign up, because you can't just drop them off. You have to sign up. She will refuse you at the door if they're not signed up. Also, before we get into the word, I want to take a moment. And it was brought to my attention about something that we talked about on Sunday that I wanted to clarify. On Sunday morning, we were talking a little bit about alcohol and God's word. And it was brought to my attention that it seemed like I was advocating the use of alcohol. And I want to make it very abundantly clear. I don't think any of you should be drinking alcohol at all, ever. I think that you have more than enough resources to get pain management and NyQuil and everything else that you will ever need without having to need alcohol. What I was trying to make sure that we understood was that there are some people who choose to drink alcohol, a glass of wine with dinner, and we shouldn't be condemning that person for that. However, I don't think anybody should start drinking alcohol. And if my kids started drinking alcohol, they'd get in a lot of trouble, because I have seen the effects and I have heard of the effects, and I don't want to experience that. So I do want to make it abundantly clear tonight that I don't advocate the use of alcohol in your life. If you can keep from that, then that is an awesome, awesome thing, because it's a very, very dangerous place to put yourself. Okay? So I wanted to make that clear before we got started. Now, with that, we're in the book of Luke chapter 10. I find it interesting as we go through the book of Luke and as we look at what it means to serve Jesus, and we've been talking about this idea of discipleship, and we've been talking about this idea of what it means to follow after Christ. Remember, Luke was written to a bunch of what? Pagans. It was written to a bunch of non-Christians, non-Jewish people. It was written to Gentiles. It was written to people who had different backgrounds and different ideas, and so everything is being explained from scratch. And as he does this, we learned last week of what it meant to be a disciple. We learned last week of what it meant to follow after Christ and what it was going to take from each of us, what you are going to need to invest into the ministry. But this chapter deals with another aspect of discipleship that I think is really important, and that is the heart of discipleship. The heart of discipleship. How many of you have ever known somebody who's really good at their job, but their heart's not in it? You've ever known someone like that? They're probably maybe the best one ever at their job, and they could care less because they don't like it. And what ends up happening is that kind of a person can be really effective and they can get the job done, but they usually steamroll anybody who gets in their way, and they usually are frustrated, and they can be jerks, and they can, because, have you ever met a doctor like that who's really good at their job and they know everything?